1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Do you leave home at 8:15 every morning?
Yes, but if it rains, I will leave 20 minutes earlier.
Question. When does the man leave home on rainy days? Two. Oh, I'm terribly sorry for spilling some coffee on the book you lent me.
It doesn't matter. I've read it anyway.
Question. Why does the woman feel sorry?
Three. Please put a no visitors sign on my door when you leave.
Okay, I will. But first I have to give you an examination so that I can fill out your chart.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place? 4. I heard the University of Southern California has good architecture programs.
Yes, but they're quite expensive. I hope to get some scholarships.
Question. What's the woman's main concern?
5. The location is very nice. It's near the railway station, but I'm afraid the price is much higher than my expectation.
Well, the price is quite reasonable in terms of the quality of the area and whether there's a garden.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? 6. Hi, James. Did you make cupcakes for Alex?
Yes, I made chocolate cupcakes. I decorated them with strawberries.
Question. What can we learn about the man? 7. Look at this article. Garbage in the ocean is a big problem.
Garbage collects because of the way the water moves. And most of the garbage is tiny pieces of plastic.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Eight. I've heard that electric cars can't drive very far. Then you have to charge them.
What about the Chevy Bolt? It can go 238 miles before you have to charge it.
Question. What are they talking about? 9. I can't understand why people are not allowed to take fruit or meat into another country.
Some non-native plants will spread fast and do harm to the environment.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 10. Dear, when are we getting a high-speed internet connection? Every time I buy something online, it freezes.
I think it's better to keep it slow then. That way you don't spend too much money.
Question. What does the man imply? 6. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
If you've ever visited London, it's likely that you've heard the sounds of Big Ben, the 157-year-old clock bell of the UK's Houses of Parliament. But the world's most famous bell has fallen silent. This is because the Palace of Westminster's Elizabeth Tower, which houses Big Ben, needs to be repaired. The workers who'll carry out the repairs don't want their ears to be damaged by the sounds of the huge bell, reported BBC News. Big Ben won't ring again regularly until 2021. There has been quite a big response to the move. Almost as one, the crowd that gathered in Parliament Square and on the pavement outside the Palace of Westminster pointed their mobile phones up towards the famous clock. The passing traffic paused, and as the last of the Big Ben's bong sounded, cheers broke out. Most of the people who had taken up Parliament's suggestion to witness the last bells spoke of their sadness at the switch-off, and plenty questioned the 4-year timescale. But don't worry, fans of Big Ben will still be able to hear its chimes during special occasions such as New Year's Eve. If you've ever visited London, it's likely that you've heard the sounds of Big Ben, the 157-year-old clock bell of the UK's Houses of Parliament. But the world's most famous bell has fallen silent. This is because the Palace of Westminster's Elizabeth Tower, which houses Big Ben, needs to be repaired. The workers who'll carry out the repairs don't want their ears to be damaged by the sounds of the huge bell, reported BBC News. Big Ben won't ring again regularly until 2021. There has been quite a big response to the move. Almost as one, the crowd that gathered in Parliament Square and on the pavement outside the Palace of Westminster pointed their mobile phones up towards the famous clock. The passing traffic paused, and as the last of the Big Ben's bong sounded, cheers broke out. Most of the people who had taken up Parliament's suggestion to witness the last bells spoke of their sadness at the switch-off, and plenty questioned the 4-year timescale. But don't worry, fans of Big Ben will still be able to hear its chimes during special occasions such as New Year's Eve.
Questions 11. Why was Big Ben switched off?
What happened when the last bell rang?
13. What can we learn about Big Ben?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
China is approaching an era of sharing economy. After shared bikes, sharing books is the next trend. The book-sharing program at San Xiao Ko Xinhua Bookstore in Hefei, capital of East China's Anhui Province, has been running for about 4 months since its launch on July the 16th. Customers are encouraged to borrow up to 2 books from all books available in this store for free via an app. Pay 99 yuan online as the deposit and return the books within 10 days. A survey of 601 app users conducted by the company in late July found that more than 90% of the readers said they may want to keep some of the borrowed books permanently, but they don't want to visit the store again to complete the purchase. So, when another 9 stores joined the book sharing program in August, the ability to purchase the borrowed books was made available on the app. In addition to bookstores, banks have also joined the trend of book sharing. 2 branches of China Everbright Bank introduced book loan service at the end of this July. the service is free for 7 days, and 0.1 yuan is charged every day after that, and 0.5 yuan after 21 days. Readers can return borrowed books to any branch of the bank. This book-sharing project, a cooperation between Everbright Bank and an app called Youshu Gongdu, which translates as Let's Read Books Together, will be expanded to other outlets to turn each outlet into a small community library with 1,000 to 2,000 books. China is approaching an era of sharing economy. After shared bikes, sharing books is the next trend. The book-sharing program at San Xiao Ko Xinhua Bookstore in Hefei, capital of East China's Anhui Province, has been running for about 4 months since its launch on July the 16th. Customers are encouraged to borrow up to 2 books from all books available in this store for free via an app. Pay 99 yuan online as the deposit and return the books within 10 days. A survey of 601 app users conducted by the company in late July found that more than 90% of the readers said they may want to keep some of the borrowed books permanently, but they don't want to visit the store again to complete the purchase. So, when another 9 stores joined the book-sharing program in August, the ability to purchase the borrowed books was made available on the app. In addition to bookstores, banks have also joined the trend of book sharing. 2 branches of China Everbright Bank introduced book loan service at the end of this July. The service is free for 7 days, and 0.1 yuan is charged every day after that, and 0.5 yuan after 21 days. Readers can return borrowed books to any branch of the bank. This book-sharing project, a cooperation between Everbright Bank and an app called Youshu Gongdu, which translates as Let's Read Books Together, will be expanded to other outlets to turn each outlet into a small community library with 1,000 to 2,000 books.
Questions. 14. What's the requirement of book sharing program at Xinhua bookstores?
What improvement was made after the survey?
16. How much should one pay if he keeps a book borrowed from Everbright Bank for 22 days?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. There you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
I'm studying for our science test.
But it's due for another 2 weeks. There's still loads of time to prepare.
So you're going to wait until the night before to study?
I am, because that's when I learn what I need to know.
Memorizing everything the night before isn't learning. That's cramming. You won't retain the knowledge.
So? I only need to be able to recall the information for the test.
If you really want to learn, you have to review the material over a longer period of time.
Cramming works for me. All I care about is getting a good grade.
But you're putting stress on yourself.
I don't feel stressed. Anyway, I need pressure to study.
Really? You're probably up most of the night cramming. A good night's sleep before a test is important.
I may be sleepy, but I get a good test score. Anyway, who wants to study on a Saturday?
I do. That's where we differ. I want to take every opportunity to prepare.
We still have 2 weeks. You need to take a break. Let's grab lunch and catch a movie.
Thanks, but I want to stay focused. It's important that I study the entire day.
But you need to eat.
I'll grab something quick. I have my study time planned out with a few breaks.
How can you concentrate for such a long time?
Easy. I go over my class notes and vocabulary lists chapter by chapter and quiz myself.
That takes too much time. I can memorize everything in one night.
Good for you. You know, it's very effective to study with friends. Why don't you study with me for a while?
For me, studying isn't urgent. I want to have fun. Thanks anyway. Enjoy the library.
Have a good day.
Questions 17. When will they have a science test? There you are. I've been looking everywhere for you.
I'm studying for our science test.
But it's due for another 2 weeks. There's still loads of time to prepare.
So you're going to wait until the night before to study?
I am, because that's when I learn what I need to know.
Memorizing everything the night before isn't learning. That's cramming. You won't retain the knowledge.
So? I only need to be able to recall the information for the test.
If you really want to learn, you have to review the material over a longer period of time.
Cramming works for me. All I care about is getting a good grade.
But you're putting stress on yourself.
I don't feel stressed. Anyway, I need pressure to study.
Really? You're probably up most of the night cramming. A good night's sleep before a test is important.
I may be sleepy, but I get a good test score. Anyway, who wants to study on a Saturday?
I do. That's where we differ. I want to take every opportunity to prepare.
We still have 2 weeks. You need to take a break. Let's grab lunch and catch a movie.
Thanks, but I want to stay focused. It's important that I study the entire day.
But you need to eat.
I'll grab something quick. I have my study time planned out with a few breaks.
How can you concentrate for such a long time?
Easy. I go over my class notes and vocabulary lists chapter by chapter and quiz myself.
That takes too much time. I can memorize everything in one night.
Good for you. You know, it's very effective to study with friends. Why don't you study with me for a while?
For me, studying isn't urgent. I want to have fun. Thanks anyway. Enjoy the library.
Have a good day.
Questions 17. When will they have a science test?
18. How does the woman go over her lessons?
Nineteen. What is the man's suggestion?
20. What does the woman usually do the night before a test?